This is Capital Access. I'm Wallace Watkins. A bill to ban abortions in Louisiana after a fetal heartbeat can be detected is headed to Governor John Bel Edwards' desk after the Louisiana legislature overwhelmingly gave final approval Wednesday.
When you can hear a baby's heartbeat, that is proof that life is present.
Representative Valerie Hodges presented the bill on the House floor for Senator John Milkovich. Louisiana joined several other states, including Georgia and Mississippi, that have passed so-called heartbeat bills this year. The legislation outlaws abortions after a physician can detect the pulse of what will ultimately become the fetus's heart, usually around 6 weeks into a pregnancy.
And by week five, you know, or six, week six or seven, you certainly know if you're pregnant or not.
But opponents say women don't always know they're pregnant that early on. And by the time a woman may find out she's pregnant, abortion would no longer be an option. The House rejected three attempts to allow abortions in the case of rape or incest. Representative Pat Smith said in doing so, the legislature failed to consider young girls who become pregnant as a result of rape.
How dare you tell a 9-year-old, a 10-year-old, an 11-year-old, a 12-year-old that they're supposed to carry a baby for an uncle, a father, or someone in their family that's taken advantage of them?
But a vast majority of the legislature disagreed. Representative Alan Seabaugh.
The manner in which a baby is conceived is not an indictment of that child that should warrant a death sentence for that child.
In a statement released after the vote, Democratic Governor John Bel Edwards said he will sign the bill into law. But the restriction would only take effect if a similar law in Mississippi is upheld. A federal judge blocked that law last week. For Capital Access, I'm Wallace Watkins.
Support for Capital Access comes from Southern Strategy Group Governmental Relations in Baton Rouge and the Louisiana Farm Bureau Federation, supporting Louisiana agriculture and educating classrooms on renewable food, fiber, and fuel systems.